Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On the second day of the draft, the Texans took Earl Mitchell from Arizona in the third round, and the defensive tackle hails from the Houston area. He played his high school ball at Galena Park North Shore, and the former Mustang huddled with the guys from Sports Radio 610 afterwards, and as you might expect, was elated to be picked by his hometown team.
Congratulations. You look very good, by the way. He's got his Texans hat on. Congratulations. Thanks for coming in here tonight.
No problem, sir. Thank you.
Now, I find out you've never been to an NFL game before.
Yeah, this will be my first time in an NFL game being in uniform.
That's pretty cool. Have you been to a stadium like this up in a press box? This is kind of probably a little different, too, huh?
Yeah, this is nice. It's very different.
You got a pretty big smile on your face right now. Whole thing. Tell us how the day unfolded for you.
Oh, man. I was just sitting at home and just waiting for a phone call, so just being at home, just when my phone rang, I was excited, but at the same time, I kind of thought it was one of my uncles or something. The 832 number. So
that's pretty funny.
So it was an 832, of course.
Yeah. Local call. So you were hanging out. Did you have a lot of family gathered, or were you just kind of playing it low key?
My initial plan was to play it low key, but my family just all came in, and we all just had a good time, and we were just gonna just anticipate a phone call, whether it be today or tomorrow.
Now there were some mock drafts that had you all over the place, as late as the sixth round, and you know you end up going in the third. Were you waiting? You know, anxiously starting in the third round, or how did that go for you? When did you start to kind of get a little excited and nervous?
I guess you could say maybe after the combine. I thought I did fairly well, and then I thought my risen a little bit, so I was a little lost of where I could have been, everything just worked out, and just went from there, and just waited, and got picked up in third round, and we're excited.
All right, Earl, you're bopping around Galena Park over there, North Shore.
Yeah.
Texans become a new franchise in the NFL when you're a kid. You think about any of this?
Yeah, man, I grew up an Oilers fan, so when I was a little kid, I was kind of they had the contest for what our logo would look like, and I was trying to sit home and try to draw a Houston Texans logo, and who knew I would play for them one day. So
did it look like this awesome one? Do they need to pay you some money?
No, I didn't actually.
now that you're talking to the owner or the general manager, I would present it to him again. see if they change their tune at all.
Yeah, I was in the fifth grade, so I think it was pretty good.
First of all, congratulations, and let me teach you a phrase that you're going to have to say all the time. Mm-hmm. They only give us two tickets.
Okay.
You know, you're from Houston, you're playing in Houston, you're going to have family members all coming at you for tickets, mm-hmm. and it's true. I played 12 years in the league, and you only get two tickets from the team, so just learn how to say that phrase because they're going to be coming at you from every angle. But I think it's a great pick. You're so athletic. To go to college as a fullback, tight end, and to end up being a defensive tackle just shows your athleticism. And what you need to realize here is that they're actually looking for somebody to take one of those defensive tackle spots. So it's great that you're humble. You sound like a humble. You're saying, sir, your parents raised you right. But you need to go into that camp realizing that there's a starting position there for the taking. So it's going to be fun to watch you in training camp and see how you react to this.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
How special is it that you're here? You're in Houston. You were able to drive over here tonight. I mean, that's a pretty. I mean, this wasn't set up, obviously.
Yeah.
I picked up the phone today, Earl. You want to come over to the stadium? Go on the radio. You're like, yeah. I mean, that's got to be. I mean, it would have been great if any team drafted you, right? But this has got to be amazing.
Yeah, this is great. I had no idea that I'll be here right now, and I was just sitting there just thinking, like, where am I going to go? Where am I going to go? And I came here, and I'm just excited to be a part of it. So I'm just going to be ready to play, that's all.
What did you hear from the Texans? You hear from a lot of teams, but you said you had a good combine, which includes interview with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
What did you hear from them, and was there even, I know you can't believe it because it's such a shock, but was there any part of you that said, you know what, I think I impressed them?
Yeah, I talked to the D-line coach, so we had a real good talk, and he just told me how excited, and from the first time I met him, I could tell how much he was excited to meet me, and he was excited about my play, and he thought that I just led with my play, and I played with a lot of fire behind me, so it was just a good meeting with him, and mm-hmm. I think I did fairly well with him.
And he brought up before the athleticism, you know, you made the switch from fullback. Tell us how that whole thing played out. Was that your decision? Was that their decision? How did you become a defensive lineman?
Well, going into my junior year, we were kind of depleted. We had a lot of seniors leave, and when I was playing fullback, the spread kind of just eliminated a lot of a lot of power in our offense. So, Coach Stoops, he came up to me and he just approached me with the idea, and he just said that I think this would be the best thing for you. Asked me to gain 30 pounds, and
wow.
just went on from there.
Where are you most comfortable, over the guard in a three technique or over the center?
Coach Stoops just had me lined up over the guard, and he just had me just learn three technique for my 2 years there at Arizona. So just coming from the fullback, he was like, I want you to learn three technique, and I want you to be my three technique.
Are you a run stuffer or a pass rush specialist, if you had to label yourself?
You know, I just pretty much play. I feel like I did well in the run game. I feel like I did fairly well in the pass game, and I just progress with my play and both aspects.
When you're switching positions like that, does doubt creep in? Did you think, you know what, maybe I won't fulfill my dream because they got me playing all over the place?
I told myself that I'm just going to play as hard as I can and just go from there, and I'm gonna just go out there and just give it my all, and if my best is not good, then I guess I could live with that, but I was just going to work my tail off, and no matter what, I was just going to just continue to play and just get better and make sure that I did better than the last time.
You know, the Texans have had some red zone issues on offense. You being an ex-fullback, 295 pounds, are you open to playing some goal line fullback to lead the way?
I wouldn't mind playing that at all. That would be a dream of mine. My dream as a kid was to be like a fullback in front of Earl Campbell, so that was my goal. And just playing in fullback in the NFL or D-tackle, wherever it may be, it will be exciting.
Well, this is going to sound corny, but we're in the press box here. We're going to let you go in a second, but take a look out there. That's where the field's going to be. That's where you're going to live your dream. That's yeah. pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he's kind of looking over. This is pretty cool.
Don't worry, they put grass down.
They'll put grass down. Yeah, yeah. There's no grass right now. That's right.
Except for practice. Some practices, they just leave it like, the hell did I get myself
into? I don't have grass. Hey, thank you so much, Jordan, for coming. We really appreciate it.
Congratulations.
It was a pleasure talking to you, and we can't wait to see what you can do out there on the football field.
All right, thank you.